السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. August 8, 1983, Detroit, Michigan. One of our MD brothers, Dr. Muzaffar Ahmed Sahib, was martyred on that tragic night. He was a very successful doctor, but his true passion, his true calling was tabligh. During the day, he would work as a doctor, and then in the later part of the day, he would find time and propagate the message of Islam Ahmadiyyat. And it was doing what he loved the most, calling people unto Allah, that he ultimately laid down his life. A man whom he had been preaching for some time approached him at his residence and shot him point blank, and he died on the spot. Fast forward to March of this year, Jalsa Salana Bangladesh was happening, and a young convert, Zahid Hussain Sahib, merely of 25 years old, who had converted just 4 years prior, he was performing Jalsa duty. And while he was performing Jalsa duty, a mob came and attacked the Jalsa Gah. And while defending his fellow brothers and sisters at Jalsa Salana, this young man was put to death by the enemies of MD. When Zahid Hussain Sahib had converted, 3 months later, he went to the local missionary, local Murabbi Sahib, and said that, "I want to become a Musi." So many of us are probably sitting here in our 20s, maybe even in our 30s, who haven't become Musi yet, and we're born MDs, many of us. And we had Zahid Hussain, who had just converted. 3 months later, he goes to the local missionary and says, "I want to become a Musi." And the missionary says, "Why? You've just become an MD. You're still learning about MD yet. Why do you want to become a Musi?" He said, "Because that's the only thing that promised Messiah, the Prophet Allah sent in this day and age, asked of those who follow him. Just one thing, become a Musi. When I am convinced of the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, how can I hold back and not become a Musi?" Look at the caliber of this young man. 4 years later, he laid down his life defending Ahmadiyyat and Ahmadis. When the Israel and Palestine conflict began in October, there was a backlash against Muslims all over the world, and America was not safe either. A young boy who had not even turned a teenager, probably 7 or 8 years old, in Chicago, was stabbed 21 times by the owner of the house that he, along with his mother, were renting. 21 times. This naturally created some sort of apprehension even among our members, our khuddam. And they expressed some sort of apprehension in going out and preaching the message of Islam, spreading the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat to the people in America. Previous Motamim Sahib Tabligh had a mulaqat a month or so ago with Sayyidina Khalifatul Masih Ayyadahullah Ta'ala bin Nasr al-Aziz regarding this very issue. And Hazur said, and I quote, "You," meaning us, the Khuddam in America, "you should have courage to do tabligh. Start with those khuddam who are courageous. We should remember that if we don't stand up and do this, then who else will? And if, remember, if there is no persecution, then there is no tabligh." Our respected Sadr Sahib, Maulana Abdullah Dibba Sahib, when he became Sadr Majlis, he received a letter from Sayyidina Khalifatul Masih Ayyadahullah Ta'ala bin Nasr al-Aziz. And the relevant portion, Sadr Saab shared with me as well. In that, Sayyidina Khalifatul Masih said, and I quote, "Internet par mukhalifin ki taraf se jo beshumar aitrazat hote hain, unke jawabat hamari taraf se jane chahiye. Aur isme Majlis Khudam al-Ahmadiyya, America ka bhi ek kirdar hona chahiye. That on internet, our opponents, our enemies are bombarding allegations upon allegations against us, against the promised Messiah alayhi salam, against Holy Prophet, against the religion of Islam, against Ahmadiyyat, against Allah Ta'ala. So it is our responsibility that we need to respond to those allegations. And Majlis Khudam Al Anbiya USA has an important role to play in this. Is baat ko bhi madde nazar rakhe? Is baat ko bhi madde nazar rakhe? Ke aapne na sirf in aitrazon ke jawab dene hain jo mukhalifin ki taraf se ho, balki Ahmadi Khudam ke deeni ilm ko bhi badhana hai aur Ahmadiyat par unke aitmad ko bhi badhana hai aur unme ye baat rasikh karni hai ke Ahmadiyat hi haqeeqi aur sachcha Islam hai aur sahi raste par hum hain. Not only that we have to respond to these allegations, but we must bear in mind that we have to educate our youth, our Ahmadi Khudam and Atfal in this process. We need to also increase their religious knowledge, and we need to instill in them the faith that Ahmadiyyat is indeed the true Islam, and it is us who are on the right path, not our opponents. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, at one instance, right, he wrote, "If it were within my power, I would have desired to go from door to door like beggars and propagate the true religion of Allah the Almighty and thereby rescue humanity from shirk and kufr. If Allah would grant me the knowledge of the English language, I would personally embark on preaching expeditions." Let me repeat these words. These are the words of a prophet of God. If Allah would grant me the knowledge of the English language, I would personally embark on preaching expeditions and spend my entire life in this pursuit, even if I were to die in this cause. Tell me, when you hear these words, do these words not remind you of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do these words not remind us of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The courage of our beloved master, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when against all odds, when the entire town of Taif was against him, he wasn't afraid to go there. He wasn't afraid to confront them and give them the message of Islam. And what did they do in turn? They stoned him. They threw stones at him to a point where his body was injured in such a way that blood was flowing from his body, filling his shoes. Did that stop him? If that did not stop our beloved Holy Prophet ﷺ, then why should any kind of persecution stop us preaching the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat here in America or in any other part of the world? When our brothers were martyred in Lahore, Pakistan, on the 28th of May 2010, did that stop the propagation of Ahmadiyyat in Pakistan? It did not. So why should we stop preaching the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat? Is it not because of Ahmadiyyat that every single one of us is sitting here? Is it not true that because of Ahmadiyyat, we and our elders and inshallah our future generations will be blessed? Then why should we be afraid of preaching the message of Islam Ahmadiyyat? Hazrat Aqdas Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this for us. He said, and I quote, "Suno, ab waqte tauheed e atam hai. Sitam ab maile mulke adam hai. خدا نے روک ظلمت کی اٹھا دی فسبحان الذي يخزل عادی." Listen, now is the time to spread the tawheed of Allah the Almighty. Cruelty and oppression is on its way out. خدا نے روک ظلمت کی اٹھا دی. Darkness is now going to be effaced from the face of the earth. فسبحان الذي يخزل عادی. Holy is he who destroys my enemies, who humiliates my enemies. شریروں پر پڑے ان کے شرارے نہ ان سے رک سکے مقصد ہمارے انہیں ماتم ہمارے گھر میں شادی فسبحان الذی اخزا العادی. Our enemies, their plots have fallen on their faces. نہ ان سے رک سکے مقصد ہمارے. Our plans will not be altered. They will not be stopped because of this persecution. انہیں ماتم ہمارے گھر میں شادی. Every kind of remorse is destined for them, not for us. Because Allah is on our side and He makes us happy. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي يَخْزَى الْعَادِ. And holy is He who destroys my enemies. My dear brothers, to fulfill the desire of our Imam, Tabligh Department Khudam Al-Ahmadiyya has a robust plan. It is simple yet robust, which inshallah I'll have the opportunity to discuss in the session that comes right after this. But right now I have come with two specific asks. I had shared a couple of QR codes with the Etmad department if they can be projected on the screen. The QR codes that you will see on the screen, one of them is for Dai sign up. So our beloved Imam expects the courageous Qudam to first and foremost step up and become a Dai ilallah, become a preacher, a caller unto Allah. So I want to ask every single one of you who is sitting here, are you courageous enough to say labak to the call of our Imam? If the answer is yes, then that QR code is for you. And if you, being a National Amla member or a Qaid or a regional Qaid, if you're not going to become a Dai, then what will happen of those who are going to be serving under you? And the second ask that I have, the second QR code, is related to the point that Sayyidina Khalifatul Masih mentioned, that we need to answer the allegations that our enemies are making on social media. To answer those allegations, the Tabligh department is going to be producing, and we've already started doing this, good quality content, producing videos, answering these allegations. And believe you me, a 4-minute, 5-minute video can never do justice. It's what happens under that video in the comment section that makes things really, really interesting. The Tabligh department uploaded a single YouTube short, under a minute video. And then after that, we ended up getting 60, 70 comments from non-Ahmadis. Abusing Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, abusing our Imam. It is there that we need your help to come and defend Islam and Ahmadiyyat the way our beloved Imam Sayyidina Khalifatul Masih Ayyadahullah Ta'ala has told us to do so. This is where this second QR code will come in handy. Please subscribe if you have already not done so. This is the official Tabligh YouTube channel of MKA Tabligh Department. This is where, along with the official MKA YouTube channel, we are going to be uploading and hosting these Tabligh related content. So please not only subscribe to this YouTube channel, but also participate actively in the comment section and encourage your fellow Khuddam, your Da'in who will be serving with you, to also take part in this jihad. I hope and pray that we all can say labak to the call of our Imam in spreading the message of Islam, Ahmadiyyat, till our dying breath. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.